good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Morning, Terence.
Morning, Darren.
We have quite an intense good, bad, and the ugly today.
It's pretty grim. So, I don't know if you cast your mind back about a year and a half and the case of Siam Lee.
I don't think there's anyone who cares it in who doesn't know that case.
It was horrific. It shook the country to its core. Just the manner in which she was abducted and killed. So a man was arrested, went to court. He was not asked to plead. But then what happened was he made several appearances and then he died of cancer,
suspect.
And which means the case got struck off the roll. And people were then saying there's no justice for Siam Lee and, you know, she didn't get what was due to her and what she deserved. So this week I sat down with her mother, who speaks for the first time since the news hit. Nan, take me through what the first thing that went through your mind was when you heard that this man who allegedly murdered your daughter had passed on.
Gosh, when I first heard it, I was gobsmacked. I was relieved. And then later anger started coming down on me because of the fact that it couldn't be proven in court how he tortured my daughter, how the sadist he was. And felt that Siam's demise and awful death that and the torture that she endured, that he couldn't lose face, you know, and I thought it was so grossly unfair.
What would you have liked to see happen in this case?
Honestly, I did say, you know, if the DP was still functioning in South Africa, that he had got it. But, you know, life is 25 years. I would have liked to have seen him, like, serve a couple of life sentences and without him being connected to any special treatment. Like, you know, he had at Westville, like, because it was a high profile case, so he was in solitary. And, you know, I would have liked to have known that he would have spent every day, like, under very harsh conditions.
So now let me take you back a bit. What was your relationship like with Siam?
Gosh, we were like so close. We only had each other. I can go to the point of saying that she was the person I loved. We were like really, really soulmates. Cared about his well-being. She was very, very sweet and timid and gentle and kind, okay? And she was all that to me, as much as I was like pretty much bulgy and loud and the total opposite of Siam. As friends always said to me, you've got a good one. I said, a good child. And as she grew up and started, you know, finding her own, like, way, when she wasn't just like a little girl and she was an adolescent, she was still so kind and still shy and a meek person.
And
I
loved what
her so much. I still love her. My life is so empty without her. Let me just go back to and truly, I have terrible, terrible guilt, obviously, that I landed up in the hands of this monster. And my pain is, obviously, that I've lost my arm and that she's not living. But my biggest pain is that she had to endure the torture that he inflicted on her. And I just like a serpent falter thing, and she lay there for how many days being tortured. So that is like very, very difficult to live with.
So how did you finally get Siam Lee's mom to talk to you?
So I spent the better part of a week trying to convince her that she should tell her story. I think she received a lot of hate, especially on social media. And a lot of people said, well, she put Siam in that position. So that's why this happened to her daughter. But,
well, I'm not as close to the story as a lot of people, but that was what I understood as well, is that the mom, for lack of a better word, pimped her.
Well, that's what the story is. The mother claims otherwise and claims that she kind of grew up in that environment because the mother was an escort. Mm. So coming up, she talks a little more about Syme's growing up and what that relationship was like.
The good, the good, the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly,
the ugly, with Terence Pillay.
Continuing with the good, the bad, and the ugly this morning with Terence Pillay. If you're just joining us, Terence had a sit-down talk with the mom of Siam Lee, the young girl who was abducted and tortured and whose attacker passed away recently before the trial could come to an end. He died of skin cancer. Siam Lee's mom, Terence, feels that justice hasn't been done and it's been robbed of her.
Yeah. I think everyone in the country felt that way. Mm. But, you know, irrespective of what our opinions of it might be, we can't really comment on what might have happened in court when this guy testified and that kind of thing. So what I was doing when chatting to Nan is I was trying to understand the human element of it and the fact that she was a mother who had lost a daughter and getting to know what that did to her, irrespective of what kind of job she did.
Yeah.
Take a listen. Nan, you know, there's been a lot of criticism from the public leveled against you, not the least of which is that Siam was in this position because you were in this position. What do you have to say to that?
Well, Siam was only in position 6 months before she was abducted, okay? She was declared in 2015. And she's never ever going to be a part of what I was doing. We made it first bundles, and she stopped when in 2015 when she was, but she said 18 in April, and the school kindly allowed it to continue and matriculate. And which she passed very well. And then, you know, she watched everybody else go off to studies, and she was like depressed about that. There's nothing worse than you watch everybody else going on off to tertiary after you matriculated and you left behind. But she like strided forth or put her best foot forward, and she did promotions and bar work and waitressing.
How did she get to come and work with you?
It wasn't my suggestion. I said absolutely no ways. And then I'm not saying it was Siam's suggestion, it was some other girl's suggestion. And then I said, okay, well, I'm going to be in with the booking on you, you know. Mm. And it was purely essential massage. It was kept all above board, and then it was overnight, but she was such a beautiful, beautiful girl. That
but let me ask you, what was Siam Lee's growing up like?
She had a very, very beautiful, wonderful childhood. She was born in Hong Kong, and she had armors, nannies, and I would travel to wonderful islands in Southeast Asia with Siam in tow and the nanny in tow and with our toothbrushes in the backpack, in our backpack. And we would holiday a lot, and she went to Montessori kindergarten up on the peak of New Hong Kong. So she had a very normal childhood. She had no inkling about what I did.
So she had this wonderful childhood. It was all very normal. Where did things go wrong?
Coming back to South Africa was like, that wasn't a good move. We had gotten back to South Africa. Obviously, this wouldn't have taken place. It all went wrong. Can I just say that I would never, ever have let her work, Terence, if I had thought it was dangerous. I really didn't think it was dangerous.
In light of the criticisms that are leveled against you, what kind of responsibility do you feel in all of this? Could you have protected Siam a little better?
Oh, God, I've got terrible survivor's guilt. I mean, God, I just... I don't hold myself responsible for what he did.
You can hear, obviously, the mom is very, very distraught. I must tell you, I feel equal amounts of pity for the mom, but at the same time, still a little bit angry at her for putting...
I think there's a lot of anger out there, and I think listeners who are going to listen to this interview as well, you know, will say, why did we give her this platform?
Yeah.
But I think she needs some kind of closure, irrespective of what our own personal judgments are.
Yeah.
She's still a mother who lost a daughter.
Yeah.
So if you're a parent, put yourself in those shoes, and how would you react?
Yeah, it's a tough one, and it really was a hard, good, the bad, and the ugly, with Terrence Belay. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.